We're reflecting on the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy with a Waukesha Assembly lawmaker and where to go from here on the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, we're in our year-end membership drive at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Dean Kinetter. Hi there, Dean.
Hey, Kate.
And we're here to say that your gift now will ensure the programs you rely on have a strong start in 2022. You make WPR programs possible as we head into the new year when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It is really good to be here with you this morning, bright and early, Kate. Last hour, we heard from three new and returning members. A big thank you for those gifts and for getting us off to a good start today. Right now, it is a great time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect,
nice,
up to $3,000. This generous match is from current members, including a member in New London, and it means that they will match every dollar you give.
That's right. It is their way of encouraging you, giving you a little nudge to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio this morning. Double your support for the programs you love. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Now, you might think that Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and the state, and it really is those voluntary listener contributions that make up the biggest source of funding for WPR programs.
And that means that your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. And now that you know how key you are to this equation, make your gift, get in on the match at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
That's a good way to put it, Kate. You are the key. You make this all happen. WPR is listener supported. And that means that member drives like this one are an important time to hear from you. So if you haven't donated to WPR before, we'd especially like to hear from you right now.
And any amount you give makes an important difference. And giving takes just a few minutes of your time. Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and make a contribution of, say, $10 a month or $120. And when you do, you make the WPR programs you count on every day possible.
My name is Sue German. I live in Middleton, Wisconsin. I feel like I've got a real personal connection to Wisconsin Public Radio. I had a brother who passed away several years ago. He had some mental health issues, but he was an avid listener to Wisconsin Public Radio. Listening was a bright moment in his day. For that, I'm grateful. So great job. Thank you.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kinetter. Your support during this year-end member drive, it makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And giving to WPR is also really easy. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say that $10 a month.
And that donation, it will come back to you every day in the form of engaging programs. So show your support right now. Get in on this match. WPR.org or 888-202-2552 and give as generously as you can.
A reminder that we have that dollar-for-dollar match still in effect this hour. We have about $3,000 to raise, so every dollar that you give will be doubled thanks to the support of generous members. It is an exciting opportunity, a really good time to make your support go further. So give now at WPR.org or call 888 202 2552, and your support of WPR will go twice as far.
In this drive, you can provide hunger relief in your area, so ask for one of the food bank thank you gifts with your donation of $10 or $20 a month. Join in now with your contribution at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Lori in De Pere, who said, I listen to the morning show almost every day, either at home or in the car. And Jeff in Muskego said, I listen to public radio while working in my shop and would miss it if it was no longer there.
Oh, I love the companionship. Thank you, Lori and Jeffrey. Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now to Waukesha, in a grieving community forever changed by the Christmas parade tragedy last month. Six people died, dozens injured. What do you think should be done to prevent a massacre like this from happening again? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Share out with us, 800-642-1234. Republican State Representative Scott Allen's district includes portions of Waukesha, Genesee, and Mukwonago. He was there at the parade. Representative Allen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate.
Start, if you would, by sharing where you are at in processing this tragedy. What's gone through your mind in the days since it happened?
Well, just a lot of disappointment, a lot of frustration, a lot of heartache. I fortunately didn't know the individuals who died in the incident, but I know people who know them. And I know a few people that, I think 62 people that were injured, and their lives are disrupted. So it's been hard. It's been difficult for, anybody to sort of put their head around and understand, why would something like this happen? And, how do people move on from here? How do they move on with their lives? And I love the fact that our community is coming together in so many ways. But I hate the fact that it required, well, it didn't require, but that, that it was precipitated by an incident like this. Waukesha is a great community and we usually come together to help each other. So I'm not surprised by the response, but I'm still, just greatly disappointed that we had to have this circumstance.
I noticed that you'll be holding your Coffee with Scott on Friday, where you informally visit with constituents at a Waukesha coffee shop. What might come up?
What I love about the Coffees with Scott is they're short 10-minute conversations that constituents can schedule a specific appointment. A lot of times they don't necessarily want to come to a town hall listening session where they have to stand up and speak in front of a group. Mm. So my experience with them has been that the topics vary from a constituent service related issue with an agency of the state, or, maybe it's a policy issue, or, sometimes people just want the chance to get to meet their representative and have a conversation. So I'm anticipating that maybe we'll have some people who just want a chance to talk. I think sometimes that's part of the grieving process, is just being able to get our feelings and our emotions out. And if I can serve as a sounding board for that, I'm happy to do it.
What is surfacing in Waukesha? I mean, you mentioned that this is a community that has a good heart. It helps people. What do you see happening in the community now?
Well, the Waukesha County Community Foundation has a fund that they've set up to help the victims of this terrible incident. As of Monday, they had raised over $2 million, and they were conducting a pledge drive on, I think, Monday and Tuesday this week. So I would anticipate that number is going to be larger. And there's just so many people that are volunteering their time to help out. I know of a couple of builders that are accommodating people that may need wheelchair access to their houses now, and they're building wheelchair ramps. Hmm. So there's just been a whole variety of things. A lot of businesses are having days where they're donating 50% or more of their proceeds from the day to the fund. There's just a lot of different elements to this where people are coming together and supporting each other and supporting our community. We're a community of love, and that love is definitely shining through.
How about the Waukesha students who went back to class this week? You live there in Waukesha with your spouse, your two children. What are you hearing from students and school officers?
Yeah, well, we're at a point in our lives where our children are grown and no longer in the school system. But, you know, the Waukesha schools has been very intentional about providing counselors on staff and available to talk with students to, you know, help them work through some of the challenges that they may be having with such a tragic incident like this. Many of them know people that were injured. The Waukesha South Band was directly impacted by this. So I think they're doing a good job with that. I've heard from a number of parents. It's hard for anybody at any age to process this. And, you know, I think it's just going to take some time and some more conversation and, you know, continued outpouring of love for us to heal. That's going to be part of the process. And, you know, for some, it might be easier than others. And I think we just have to be patient with the process, I guess.
State Representative Scott Allen with us of Waukesha on how his community is responding to the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. Were you there? What feelings are coming up 10 days removed from the traumatic incident? Should bail be raised for repeat offenders? We'll talk about it. 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead here on the Ideas Network. We're discussing the Christmas Parade tragedy and a Waukesha lawmaker's pursuit for changes in the justice system, enacting legislation. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now let's check in on our year-end membership drive that is underway at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Dean Kinetter, and we're here to say you count on WPR for in-depth discussions, and it's your support that keeps these conversations going strong. Your gift now makes a big difference both this year and as we head into 2022 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's a great time to give because we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now. This is from current members, including a member in New London. Your gift of $50 turns into $100, $100 into $200, and so on. This is my kind of math. you take advantage of this match, and you get your support doubled for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. So give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And on the morning show, you hear from policymakers. You have a direct line to lawmakers at every level of government who answer questions on a wide variety of state and national and international topics.
Right now, we're talking about the tragedy last week at the Waukesha Christmas Parade. It's a time for us to come together, breathe a little bit, just talk with each other. And you're hearing directly from a state lawmaker. That is something the morning show does so well. It's such a valuable service. We really dig into all the big issues of our time that are affecting Wisconsin.
We cover a lot of ground every week. You're part of all of that as a listener, as a caller, and a contributor. Support this valuable source of information and access to these great guests with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
More than 25,000 WPR members are proud sustainers.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big number.
That's huge, yeah.
That means that they're making ongoing monthly gifts to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Join them. You, too, can provide a reliable stream of funding for the programs you care about. So become a sustainer right now. Choose an amount, say $10 or $20 a month, and set it up to be ongoing. Love it. Love being a sustainer. It's super easy at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This drive, let the impact of your gift go beyond the WPR programs you love. Alliant Energy is partnering with us to help feed families in Wisconsin. They'll match up to 12,500 meals provided through Food Bank Thank You Gifts. Ask for yours today when you give $10 or $20 a month. Thank you for making a difference for your neighbors and WPR programs with your gift now. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Get it matched in support of the programs you count on. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Dean Kennetter. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio, it keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong, full stop. And whether your contribution is $10 a month, whether you set it at $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
You've made the decision to listen to Wisconsin Public Radio. Now, make the decision to support WPR financially.
And member contributions, they power the programs you rely on. So your gift now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It supports your future listening.
Hey, that dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. There's about $2,600 still on the table. Room to get your gift matched. Do it right now at WPR.org or by calling 888-202-2552. And that support of WPR goes twice as far.
And this member drive, you can also choose one of the food bank gifts. When you give $10 or $20 a month, you'll provide meals for those in need in your area, in your community. Make a difference now. Make that donation at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
If you're not a sustaining member, become one right now. Easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. You can set that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and you will be providing reliable support for the programs you love.
And thank you so much for your support. Now we're discussing the Waukesha Parade tragedy and the future of crime policies in Wisconsin, especially when the suspect has a criminal history. What policies need to change? What message do you have for lawmakers and judges? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Republican Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha stays with us. Representative Allen, you said the day after the parade attack that Milwaukee County politicians, judges are partly culpable for the suffering. Why is that?
Well, the suspect had earlier that month actually tried to run his wife, actually ran over his wife with his car, his ex-wife. They have that listed, charged as a domestic abuse violation that could very well have been an attempted homicide. He has a fairly extensive criminal record. He's 39 years old. The time for his reform is well past. My assessment is he was dangerous when he was released on bail. I think we've got to take a closer look at this as a, you know, from a public policy standpoint, to say at what point in time do we say, okay, this is enough. We have to put public safety number one.
Your colleague in the Assembly, Cindy Duco of Delafield, introduced a joint resolution last week that seeks to change the legal way for how judges apply bail to people with a criminal record. Do you support Representative Duco's legislation that is lifting restrictions on judges when deciding bail?
Well, absolutely. Right now, the concept behind bail is if it's imposed in a manner to determine whether they individual is a flight risk. In other words, if can we get this individual back in court at a future date? I don't think that's a sufficient barometer to use. I think that the risk to the public is a better barometer to use in setting bail. And this would allow judges that discretion to set bail based upon the risk to the public, not on the flight risk, whether they're going to reappear in court.
Your colleague Duco has put forth this legislation three times. Do you think this time it will be different?
Gosh, I sure hope so. You know, it's unfortunate that it takes, you know, tragedies like this for people to finally realize what's going on. I've supported the measure both the previous times, and I'm supportive of the measure this time around. I hope there's enough momentum. I hope this situation provides a sufficient illustration to people that recognize that this is vitally important, that public safety is our number one priority as a government. And this is a way that we can help boost that. It's not a, you know, there's no perfect system. There's no silver bullet when it comes to public safety. There still is evil in the world, and evil will do what evil wants to do. So as much as we might like to think that we can prevent this from happening ever again, unfortunately, there's no system that we can design that will be perfect. But we can always work toward improvement, and certainly this kind of bail reform is an improvement.
Pushback here. There is research out of the UW-Madison Law School that says, you know, offenders who sit in jail before trial are 30% more likely to commit a new crime when they get out. We know that bail disproportionately affects people of color. So how do you grapple with that when you look at how you want to reform the bail system?
Well, that study presumes that they're going to get out. If the crime is severe enough, then they should be. The whole point of incarcerating individuals is to protect the safety of the public. That's the whole point. It's not designed for punishment. It's designed for protecting people, taking people who are at risk of recommitting violent crimes, and keeping them locked up is a way of protecting public safety. For all the years that they're locked up, the public is safe. So that's the notion that we should be thinking about, not about the time for reform is much earlier in the process. You know, we've all heard that it takes a village. Well, I want to know, where was the village in this gentleman's case? Who didn't show up to that village meeting to say, let's make sure we're shepherding this individual and taking care of this individual and getting this individual on the right track? We're all responsible, but the responsibility starts much earlier in the process. When we determine that an individual is unsafe to society, they need to be behind bars, plain and simple.
Representative Allen, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Republican Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha. News update is next on the Ideas Network.